Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, we are back. All-Star Weekend came and went. Was a lot of fun. We're ready for the playoff push, which should be a fun race in both conferences, I'd say. We'll get into what to expect in the second half of the State of the Utah Jazz with Deseret News beat writer and podcaster Sarah Todd on today's episode. I'm Jack O'Brien.
And I'm Jabari Davis.
And this is... Miles and Jack got my boosties.
And Jack.
See you too slow, man. Oh, Sarah Todd, welcome back to the show. What a joy it was to have you the first time, and what a pleasure to have you returning.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Also the co-host of the Unsalvageables podcast, formerly covered the Sixers and Warriors. So you're in Utah. You were there for All-Star Weekend. I was there for 12 hours of All-Star Weekend because it was my four, now five-year-old's birthday on Sunday. So I just came for a brief 10 hours to do a little panel. Shout out to Steve and the NBA folks, but it was a blast. What a joy the NBA All-Star Game is. But what's it like when the NBA All-Star Game comes to you, takes over your town?
Yeah, it was a lot, honestly. There's a lot about All-Star that I love, and especially when it's not in the city of which I cover the team that's hosting.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, it's nonstop coverage basically all year, and then weeks of pretty intense coverage leading up to the All-Star break. Mm. And when they're setting up for the All-Star break, like in Utah, that means that the team has to be on the road that week before. And oh, so like right. I finished out a game in Memphis on the tail end of a 4-game road trip, got maybe an hour and a half of sleep, got on a flight back to Utah, landed, got some stuff together, and then immediately like went over to a TNT like crew availability and like did interviews. It just immediately started as soon as I got into town on Thursday.
Right. Yeah.
And so Thursday through Sunday night, it was just nonstop. And so I honestly could not wait for it to just be Monday and to sleep in. All that being said, though, like once it gets to All-Star Saturday night, it does like you just remember like why this is such a fun event, you know,
because yeah.
The skills competition and seeing Jordan Clarkson, who was just absolutely imbibing for most of the weekend and watching, just like trying to slog through the skills competition, and Walker Kessler and Colin Sexton are hilarious. And so just funny to watch that whole thing. three-point contest. Damian Lillard wins it. He's a former Weber State star, and so he has roots in Utah, and so that was very exciting for Utah.
Clue. Prior Doesn't to matter. This weekend, had no clue that Weber State was in Utah.
Yeah, I'm honestly none. Most don't. When I moved to Utah and took this job, it took like 4 months before I learned that Weber State was in Utah. So absolutely excused that you didn't know. And then the dunk contest, I mean, that just got me so excited because I'd had conversations with like people within the league office leading up to All-Star. And I was like, Mac McClung is your guys, like that's who you're announcing is
gonna
be
who we're going with,
and then he absolutely blew everyone's pants off. Yeah. And so that was just very fun. And then All-Star night, I know I see a lot of people that are like, what are we gonna do to make this game more competitive? Like nothing. We're probably gonna be doing nothing to make the game more competitive.
Please, more of this. I think it's a good time for people to be trying out new wrinkles, such as Damian Lillard pulling up from half court, like behind half court, pulling up casually. We're now seeing like Zapruder film analysis of like how his shot works because he like has the ball in his palm
the entirety
of his shot, which is very strange and like it doesn't make any sense, but it does also. Like his shot and his range doesn't make any sense, so I guess we should accept that. But he needs to start doing that in games. And thank you to the All-Star Game for making it possible.
If you want to watch a competitive game, like there are 82 times 30 mini games that you could go and watch something more competitive.
Yeah,
go watch those. This is what the All-Star Game is about. It's about watching Damian Lillard pull up from beyond half court.
Right.
Team Giannis. Carried a 7-point lead at the half. They're up 14 right now.
Whoa, just adding to it.
Make it up 17, Damian Lillard.
He did not even cross half court in his South
End. His facial expression did not change. Like, this is an expectation.
And we have to be honest about this. I saw a lot of people complaining about it on Twitter over the weekend. When the reality is, if you're a 40-something-year-old dude like myself, the game's not necessarily, you know, targeted at me. Like I'm not the target audience. While I may not be first in line for a Post Malone concert or whomever, you know, like the halftime folks were, it was good. 20. It was entertaining. It was something that was very clear. The NBA is trying to make it a more inclusive experience. And, you know, I most of the complaints just rang, you know, kind of sounded like the old guy yelling at the clouds.
Absolutely. Yes. And I mean, you're not in a regular game, like you're not going to get the chance to like, not only watch, you know, weird lobs and weird dunks that wouldn't happen in the other game. But then there's a few minute section where kind of everyone just sort of cleared out and it just became a Jason Tatum versus Jaylen Brown contest.
One-on-one. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's fun.
Just let them work it out. It's like when like somebody holds people back and it's just like, nah, they need this.
Don't hold anyone back.
So like the other moment that really stands out to me is the LeBron lob off the backboard where it like hits the corner and is flying in the wrong direction. He still catches it and dunks it. It was one of the cooler things. One of my favorite dunks in All-Star game history.
In the books. LeBron.
People are just, I don't know, bored by it. I feel like the All-Star game is underrated at this point because all the hoops heads are like, there's no defense. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. My co-host for my podcast, Greg, who Jabari knows and loves.
Great guy.
Greg made a great analogy because he was able to go to the All-Star game. He got tickets from a friend who got tickets and didn't have to pay for them. So excellent stuff because it's incredibly expensive and stupid that regular people can't go. But that's a different conversation. Anyways, Greg made a great analogy. He was like, I don't go watch a dumb action movie because I think there's going to be great acting and it's going to win. It's going to win Academy Awards. I go because like I want to sit back and like watch stuff blow up and like have some fun. And that's the All-Star game. You're not going because you think you're going to see one of the greatest performances ever. You go because it's fun. Like that's why you watch it.
Right. It's fun. Also the picks, like the team picks on the court, pregame, that's fun. That was a blast.
It like was hilarious to see Giannis forget that Ja Morant was a starter and try to take him.
Yeah, just like open mic, literally getting like primary process of like Giannis and LeBron's brains working in like live and, you know, getting the dad jokes from LeBron, getting to see who the real MVP is of the NBA with who went first out of the starters. Was it Jokic? Who went first? I forget.
No, Jokic went second to last.
Oh, second Jokic to last. That's right.
He was
Who was it then first? Who? Embiid. It was Embiid. Joel Embiid.
You know
right. That's right. It was Joel Embiid. And so that's who LeBron thinks is the best player, but you probably know more about basketball than LeBron, NBA writer. Anyways, so that was cool to see. It's not like I enjoyed that for selfish reasons or anything. It's a blast, though. It's like a long party.
I wish that they would have been like a little bit more like feisty about the picks. You know, like as soon as Giannis let out that Ja Morant was going to be like his starter pick.
Yeah.
So then when
LeBron
they got to the starters.
Picked him first.
Yeah, it got to the starters and that was not who Giannis picked. And so it was like, oh, LeBron, you got to take Ja. That's who he wants.
Right.
And he didn't. He should have done it.
Yeah. But it is. It's like being in a fantasy draft with people who like are playing fantasy for the first time. Like, yeah. They just like had no strategy. We're just like picking the wrong people. It was a mess, but it was fun to see. And like, I don't know, real heartbreak as Jokic gets picked second to last and then has to like select himself, like walk up to make sure LeBron doesn't pick Markkanen.
Well, what happened was, if you were to believe this, and I actually do, because Jokic was apologizing to Markkanen after the game.
Wow.
Jokic was kind of like catty corner, like diagonal, sitting in front of Markkanen and didn't know Markkanen hadn't been picked. He didn't know. He thought he was the last one on stage.
Oh,
and so that's why he just walked to LeBron. And
he was like, embarrassed.
Because he thought he was last. And then so we will never know probably if LeBron was actually going to pick Lowry.
I mean, that would have been a statement. That would have been a huge statement if he was like, yeah, we don't think you should be the MVP for a third year in a row. And therefore, but anyways, we'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Sarah, I know it was in your backyard. I know, you know, there are all types of asks, but did anything go on behind the scenes that, you know, the cameras might not have been privy to? Any interesting stories or funny stories?
There was a lot of stuff that was very funny, just seeing sort of the Jazz people that I know that were working behind the scenes and how like strapped for time and how crazy everything was. So like Walker Kessler, the Jazz's rookie, he was on the Rising Stars team. He was kind of giving shout outs after the Rising Stars game to everybody who had helped make the whole thing go and work. And Adam Klauke, who is the equipment manager for the Jazz, he was like the equipment manager for All-Star. And so that entails like moving people's stuff from one locker to the other when the All-Star teams were picked, because no one knew which locker room they were going to be in. And so like just, and then at one point, because Klauke was down on the floor most of the time and he's running around taking care and stuff, Jason Terry, who's an assistant coach for the Jazz now, he walks into the arena, but he comes in from the concourse. So he's walking down the stairs of the stadium during the All-Star game and he gets down to security and security holds him up and is like, you can't be down here.
Oh, no.
And I'm watching this happen and I'm like, this is very funny because this is Jason Terry and this security guard clearly does not know the situation.
Right.
And Jason Terry had to yell over to Klauke, the equipment manager, to get him permission to go down onto the floor.
There you go.
It's just a funny mess what All-Star ends up being.
Yeah. All right. The dunk contest did seize the zeitgeist. Everybody on Twitter was talking about Mac McClung. I went to Georgetown, so I was a Mac McClung knower prior to this. I'm also a Sixers fan. So we go way back with him, 72 hours. So it was exciting. Like this is somebody who is a YouTube viral dunker already. So I had a feeling something was coming.
I loved the immediate attempt of erasure for everyone who didn't know who Mac McClung was. Like immediately on Twitter, everyone was like, we all knew who he was. Yeah. he was a famous high school dunker. It's like, okay, yeah. Like if you're in the niche community of people who like were on the receiving end of that viral YouTube moment, whenever that happened, sure, you knew who he was. But like most people did not.
Right.
Got to subscribe to Ball is Life.
Yeah. But he came with, I mean, every dunk, like no missed dunks, very well selected. It's the dunk contest is weird because like, I think Trey Murphy the third did a pretty good reenactment, if not an exact reenactment of my favorite dunk of all time. The one that like Vince Carter opens his dunk contest win with like the reverse 360 windmill. Sure. And everyone was just like, yeah, okay. That was cool. So you have to like do something, like you're still working with the same ingredients, but you have to like combine them in new ways that people feel like they haven't seen before. Like, so you have to be like building on top of like, not every dunk, because not every dunk like etches itself into the cultural consciousness, but like you have to be like, all right, so everybody knows Vince's dunks. Everybody knows like these handful of dunks from these dunk contests. And he seemed to do that. He seemed to do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem for Trey Murphy was that, you know, he did a pretty good dunk to start out, but then Mac McClung's first dunk was the best dunk of the whole dunk contest. Like, he jumped over somebody on top of somebody else's shoulders.
Yeah.
And, like, not only did that, but then kissed the ball off the backboard before dunking it. And Mac McClung is small. He's a tiny, tiny man. And so the fact that he was able to clear those people, and it wasn't even like they like really ducked a lot to get him the height or that he pushed off of them a lot.
Yeah.
He cleared them.
He just jumped over two humans.
Yeah.
On top of each. Yeah. That was wild.
That first dunk would like won it for me. After that first one, I was like, he could just do mid dunks from here on out. Like he just won the dunk contest.
But he didn't. Everyone was really, really good. And like noticeable, not in slow motion. It was like noticeably like cool. Everything that he did.
Yeah, that first dunk was so cool because the other ones were incredible in real time. The first one was so good because I don't think anybody saw him like touch the basketball off the backboard until they slow it down. And then everyone lost their minds because he'd done more than they even thought he did.
It's like a magic trick.
Slam dunk competition. He was signed this week by the 76ers to a two-way contract.
Congratulations,
Tuesday.
Brother. Congratulations.
I'm worried about the guy holding the other guy. At some point, he's going to go down. Oh, that's a 50. That's a 50.
I got to see if he hit the backboard.
That's a 50.
That smile says it all.
I got to see if he hit it.
That smile says it all.
I got to see if the backboard.
You referee the name on the back.
But this is what you guys need to know. Look at the NBA ballers. The all-stars, how they are reacting to it. They know.
I'm not saying it's
they
a
know.
Jack, I think that's an excellent point. It's kind of related to both of your guys' point about the all-star game in that I honestly think it's more indicative of us being spoiled as consumers, as basketball fans. You know, the fact that we can look at what Trey Murphy did and just go like, oh, okay. when in reality, it's all incredible. Every single one of the dunks throughout the contest were pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, except for the one, who's the guy that was it Jericho Sims that put his arm into the net?
Yeah.
He lifted himself up with the net.
Oh.
His offhand raised himself up with the net. But I'm absolutely guilty of what you're talking about, Jabari. Like as it was going, I'm like live tweeting, I'm like Trey Murphy mid. Like
And I famously could get net when I was at my peak athletically. So I probably could have done that dunk. So that was probably that probably got in the way of my enjoyment of it.
But did you have the core strength to pull yourself up with
what? Yeah, with of, course. Oh, no, of course. Next question. What?
Gosh. Strike that from the record. Holly.
So fun All-Star weekend. We're heading into it. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about where we're at, where we're headed, some exciting new team members, and just who's hot, who's not. Sounds like a burn book or something, but we'll talk about it all. We'll be
hotornot.com after the break.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
And we're back. And I mean, Dame, let's just real quick. I mean, because the real reason I want to talk about it is just continuing to be impressed by it. Like, I think, you know, they're in 12th in the Western Conference. Doesn't seem like it's happening for the team. Maybe they start letting Dame pull up from backcourt. I'm just saying it's a thought. But so they're 5-5 over the last 10, but his numbers over the last 11 are 60 insane. Points, 30 yeah. points, 42, 42, 29, 40, 28, 33, 38, 40, 39. Like,
it's insane, man. That's not fair.
It's just ho-hum. Like, yeah.
My favorite human to watch when he's locked in. Like, just, yeah. It's, he knows what's about to happen before. Yeah,
one of the things that I said to Jabari when he was on my most recent podcast episode is that the Trailblazers, like, they tried to, like, up their defense. They got Matisse Thybulle at the trade deadline. A couple other teams in the West, like the Lakers, were making moves to try to improve and get some depth. And there's all these teams in the West that are, like, trying to do stuff. And then Kevin Durant goes to the Suns. And if you're any Western Conference team, you got to be like, just stop.
Yeah.
Get out. Why?
Right. Why would you do that?
So if I'm Dame, I'm absolutely pulling up from half court. At this point, he can do whatever
just from
he wants.
Now on.
Yeah.
I mean, right, the Nuggets currently have a 4-game lead in the loss column, 1 game off the pace for top record overall. It feels like they're ending up in first, right?
It feels like Denver is probably going to be the team that any other team faces in the Western Conference Finals. Like, they're the team to beat at this point. Mm. But the West is so weird, and the Suns have Kevin Durant now. So, like, who knows what can happen? I don't know if Kyrie and Luka are going to go crazy and the Mavericks are going to, like, shoot up the standings. I don't know what's going to happen in the West. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you mention about the Lakers shooting up, but that's okay. I know. I know you were thinking it.
Looking at the doc here. So we have in that section, so like top of the Western Conference, top of the Eastern Conference, and like all the other teams that are mentioned have a justification. Milwaukee, 112 straight. Philly, second hottest team. Cleveland, fourth. Nuggets, 4-game lead in the loss column. Grizzlies, you know, they're struggling a little bit, but Clippers currently occupy the fourth spot. Lakers, that's it. Jabari is just like, remind me to talk about the Lakers. That's what people need to hear. They are the team that I'm watching because I care about my good friends, Miles and Jabari. I care about the health, the happiness of the town that I live in. And I'm always rooting for LeBron first after the Sixers, but I don't know that it's happening this year for them. And it feels like people are like, yeah, they're going to make up the ground. They'll be there. They'll be there. And I just don't know.
Sarah already burst my bubble on her show. Why not do it here? Your assessment of the new Lakers players, Sarah.
I'm well documented at this point of not being a believer in either Jared Vanderbilt or Malik Beasley, but especially Jared Vanderbilt, because I think that, you know, when you're selling that bill of goods to a fan base, what you're selling is like high energy. He's a rebounder. He's like Dennis Rodman light out there. He's all over the place. He knows the angle, and he just doesn't. That's not true. I'm pretty sure that if you go back and look, like, defensive rebounding percentage for every team that he's been on has been worse when he's on the floor. Mm. He's the kind of offensive rebounder where he kind of crashes in Troy Polamalu style from beyond the 3-point line for an offensive rebound that he doesn't have a chance at getting. And then he ends up on the floor and then the rest of the team is running back and then he's not playing defense. And so then you're just playing 5-on-4 at that point. Like, he's very good at doing that one. Yeah. And he dies on every screen. He's really bad at making contact when he's setting a screen. And so if they're hoping to get...
This is Jared Vanderbilt, the one that everybody was like, we got some defensive toughness coming from.
All of us were excited about. This is her saying, not just a wet blanket, you know, I want to hurt your childhood memories too. She doesn't just want us sad in the future. She wants us to be retroactively sad.
I feel like anytime someone is described as selling a bill of goods, it's not usually a good thing for their
That's because he's a fraudulent
it's just out
player.
Here like a confidence man. Just yeah.
That you need is that three teams who were like, we need to think about getting better for the future have now traded Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley together. Mm. Bryce. Mm. The Denver Nuggets were like, oh, we're building something good here. We need to get better. Let's get rid of Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley. The Timberwolves were like, we're going all in. We got to do something. We got to go with Ant and Rudy Gobert. We need good pieces. Yeah, who cares? Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley, send them on their way. The Jazz are like, oh, we've got a really good foundation here. Our rebuild might be a lot shorter. We need to start making room for better players. Well, let's get rid of Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley.
Jabari is currently doing the blinking white guy meme.
I'll say
Drew Scanlon, I believe is the person. Drew Scanlon reaction is another name for it on Know Your Meme, but colloquially known as blinking white guy meme.
I have a legitimate answer to this. My honest answer is much like sometimes it's a matter. I am always.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you got it locked and loaded, man.
Really, because I'm measuring my words. Because I'm measuring my words here. But I'm always in the, I can save her. I can save them. You know, mode. So my opinion is, while, you know, cinnamon and sugar may not be the best option in a chicken dish, they're going to go well in the cake that we're baking over.
They're really good in oatmeal.
The ingredients may not have worked well in the previous three spots, but here in Los Angeles, at least so far through like what, two games worth of action, it looked okay. And I'm going to be
I think that's statistically significant. So I think we can count it as a win.
I think it's a great point that, you know, if you have something as bland and sad as oatmeal, then adding cinnamon and sugar probably seems really exciting, Jabari.
You saw the first half of the Lakers season, right?
Yep.
That was bland oatmeal.
I mean, everybody, Wiggins really gave us all hope that, like, you just bring somebody in who's been like a meh for other teams and fan bases.
And then he's an all-star.
Suddenly, he's an all-star and you're winning a title. So let's see it.
Get ready for it, Sarah.
Can't wait to eat my words.
With cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee won 12 in a row heading into the break, tied with the Celtics in the loss column. Tiebreaker head-to-head is March 30th in Milwaukee. Philly, second highest team heading into the break, 0-2 versus the Celtics this season. I'm still feeling second round-ish for them, but I would love for that not to be true. I feel like Cleveland could make noise. I really do. For some reason, I'm just like, they have that like under the radar end up in the Eastern Conference. Cause I feel like it's not going to be Milwaukee, Boston. Cause just these past few years, it's never like the two teams that everybody's expecting heading into the playoffs. And I could really see Cleveland matching up with either a Boston or a Milwaukee. We'll see.
Yeah. It feels like Cleveland is kind of the Memphis Grizzlies of this season, where the last couple of years that everyone was really excited, like, oh, it's a fun young team. They're all happy and like they're playing fun. It's great to watch. That feels like Cleveland, because now with the Grizzlies, it's like everyone's kind of over Dylan Brooks and like the shine has worn off on Ja Morant kind of being like the young upcoming guy. I think everyone just expects him to be great at this point.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, oh, well, what's Jared Allen going to do? And like Donovan Mitchell with Darius Garland, like that's fun. And so there, I think that there's a lot more fun expectations for Cleveland. They could make noise.
Yeah.
They're just shut down defenders. They're shut down. Like they have five of the top 11 defensive players in the league, which is wild. So they're going to be dangerous.
They don't have Kevin Love anymore. So how can do it?
Never mind. All right. Brian, could we go back and just cut out the whole Cleveland thing?
So Miami's coming out is what she's saying.
Yeah. Got it. But we did talk at the beginning of the season. I forget, Jabari, you probably remember which guest brought it up, that we haven't had the same four teams, haven't had a single team repeat in the conference finals of the past like few years. I could see that happening again this year. I could see, you know, Nuggets wouldn't be surprising. Then, you know, because it's probably not going to be Golden State and it's probably not going to be the Mavs out West, or it could be, but I think it would be surprising and for different reasons than it was last year.
I'm absolutely pulling for the Sacramento Kings to just be real weird. Yeah. Light the beam in the playoffs, get them to a Western Conference Finals, just make it fun for them. And then the Nuggets can shut them down from there.
All right. So I got you guys both covered. Nuggets, Kings out West, Philly, Cleveland in the East. Boom,
I'm not
done.
I'm not claiming Philly. But
you're not confident?
My weird superstition is that like I just go in pre-disappointed and then everything's going to be okay.
Has that worked?
Yeah, it's been great for getting them to the second round every year. But there was a hat that I was wearing up until last year that seemed to coincide with them losing in the second round. So I've stopped wearing that hat. I now have a Dodgers hat, and they lost in disappointing fashion in the playoffs. So I think the jinx might be off them. We'll see. But this is the sort of in-depth basketball analysis you get on Miles and Jack Cup Mad Boosties.
In my preseason prediction, I'm just looking back here, which it always makes me laugh because inevitably I am just incredibly wrong on so many things. So I'm fine with laughing at myself about this, but I've got Sixers over Bucks in 7.
Oh, wow. So you didn't know about the hat yet
at that
point.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, unfortunately,
but that is incorrect. You broke that curse. You're not wearing it anymore.
Boston, like when the Sixers play the Celtics, it like just doesn't appear to be very close. Like they They the just don't. Yeah, the two teams, like, that it's just such a bad matchup. So if you're assuming they have to go through the Celtics at some point, I don't love it for them. Now, if Milwaukee goes ahead and kindly knocks them off, then I do think we have a better chance, but we shall see. They're just so quick. And I think they give a lot of teams trouble, the Celtics. I think they're a good young ball club that has a bright future. I don't know if you saw a couple of their players in the All-Star game. You might have missed them.
Were they out there?
Yeah, they were. Oh, that was wild. Just 55, one-on-one.
All-Star game record.
It's cool, I guess. It's not cool, all right? I'm going to say it. It's not cool to score 55 in an All-Star game.
Run it up. I am that person where if someone gets to, like, even if it's against my team, like the other, like last week before the break when Dame had 30 in the first half, I'm of the, you know what, get 60. Go ahead. If you're going to hurt my feelings, you may as well.
All-Star game?
They had the option to go out there and stop them, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, that's a record, right? Nobody's ever put up more than 55 in an All-Star game.
I mean, that's what the NBA was saying. It feels weird that that's actually the case, considering the scores that are at All-Star games. But yeah, he is the single game All-Star record holder.
It was because back when he played, Wilt Chamberlain just played with his feet during the All-Star game.
Yeah. Like that. And they don't count those points. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. He did score 60 with his feet, but they don't count.
They're like, I can't count those. Just the 45 you had with
him. Yeah, exactly.
And I got the Wilt poster behind me.
There it is. Nate McMillan was let go by the Atlanta Hawks. Bad news there. I don't know. Oh, also, we have to recognize LeBron. The photograph of LeBron's business decision in the All-Star game, I think, who's dunking? And LeBron is just has his whole body oriented in a different direction. Like, it is, I think LeBron is a Boosties listener, first of all. I mean, that's clearly. I probably don't need to say I think that. He's clearly a Boosties listener. And he recognized that. We've been talking about business decisions, but we didn't have the photograph that was the perfect illustration of the business decision. And he did it for us. It's his body is oriented like he's saying, hey, look over there as somebody's dunking on him because he's just like gone completely out of his way. Yeah, it's Tatum, one of his 55 points. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It is time for the fastest segment in podcasting. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
And we're back. And Sarah Todd, it is time for the rapid fire round of questioning. Just the first answer that comes to mind on these, especially if it's wrong, you know, go wrong and strong. We love just speed, and we just love to have the pace just, you know.
I love being wrong, so this is great.
Match made in heaven.
Jabari, you want to go first? You want me to go first? We'll be asking you questions. You'll be responding.
You go first this time.
Okay.
Unless Sarah thinks otherwise.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't care.
So it's got to be a little bit quicker.
That was weird. Quick. Like you guys talked quick. About something before.
Okay. That was a test. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So the Jazz of Utah have 8 first round picks over the next 4 drafts. So we're going to give you the option between the guarantee of getting Wemby as the top pick this year and then forfeiting all of those picks, or you don't get Wemby and you get to essentially build out an entire roster with all 8. It seems like a pretty straightforward.
I'm taking Wemby.
Yeah, that's the right answer. But I am wondering, like, if there is a mathematical or statistical thing where people are like, actually, you could use all those 8 picks. But yeah, no, that's the right answer, right?
I mean, they've got 15 picks over the next 7 years. So you give away 8, you still got 7 to work with in deals. Taking Wemby. Right.
Okay. The answer is Wemby for sure.
Yeah, the answer is Wemby. This was a dumb question that I wrote into the doc. So you're welcome, Jabari. All right.
Keeping it going, Sarah. And again, you got to keep us in line. You know, as soon as you answer that question, you should be asking for the next one.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to chastise you, but it is your fault. All right. Keeping it going. Jalen Rose recently said that men should be spending a minimum of $100 on a haircut. And look, that's a little bit out of, that's a little bit too steep for my taste. But what is the one single item or routine maintenance that you're willing to pay top dollar for?
I spend $300 on my hair every time it gets done. And so I completely understand. At the same token, dudes can get their hair cut for $35. I don't care. It's so easy. Go to Sports Clips. No one cares.
Not next Jabari. Question. Jabari can't get his hair cut for $35.
I get mine for $3.99 for a Bic razor. And we are good to go.
Yeah.
And is Jalen Rose's hair too good to be true?
Don't care.
All right. Jabari, back to you.
You heard that. She said yes.
I would also like to say paying for my hair is making me broke constantly. So
yeah,
$300 a shot is a lot.
I wait a very long time to do it.
All right. You can go back in time and watch any single NBA game from throughout history. Which game are you choosing?
Oh, I've got this one. When Larry Bird takes the floor the day after Magic Johnson announces that he's HIV positive. That's the one that I'm watching because that's the one that makes me most emotional every single time I think about it.
Wow. What? I actually don't know the story of that game.
So the story is that...
I know the story of, Magic, but...
Larry finds out and he talked to Magic and he just, they'd become friends over the years, even though they were like frenemies, basically, you know? Yeah. And he said that every morning he used to wake up and look at the scores and see what the night before, what did Magic have? What do I have to go against? He was always comparing himself and trying, that was the competition, even if they weren't playing a game against each other. And so the next day he goes out onto the court and every time that he is in a timeout or there's moment of stoppage, Larry basically starts crying because he's realizing that the person that who has motivated him the most is just no longer a part of basketball. And he doesn't see the point of being out there.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Look, I can tell you where I was November 7th, 1991. That's how
much I can too. Yeah, man. I can too. Wild.
That's a great answer. All right. And you know what? I'm not even going to complain that it was a little bit slow. All right. What? I have to play the Miles role. in honor of Miles. All right. What is your boldest postseason or even play-in prediction for this year?
My boldest play-in prediction is that the Warriors are in the play-in and they get knocked out.
Ooh.
Wow.
Spice.
Are they, like, putting anything together right now?
I don't know if I believe that. This is supposed to be fast. Why are we talking right now?
Oh, wow.
Excuse us. Look, she's right.
I'm sorry, ma'am. If you could bet on any fan base, make an arena challenge. If you, Sarah, could bet on any fan base to make the in-arena challenge shots, layup, free throw, three-pointer, half court, which fan base would you bet on?
Oh, my God. Detroit.
Oh.
Wow.
I love it.
I bet you there's more ballers down Detroit or Atlanta. There's more ballers down there than there are in some of these other like small markets.
Now, I'm going to come in and add the Jazz to the mix. I got to travel to the All-Star game briefly to do a panel. Had to get back for my son's birthday, as I mentioned. So I missed like the main events, but I did get to witness like the shooting booths at the crossover events. Mm-hmm, and there was a lot of wetness on display. And I don't know if that is the Jazz fans or if that was people traveling there for the All-Star game. No, I also noticed... Go ahead.
It would have been easy for me to say Jazz fans because there's this phenomenon, church ball. And
yeah,
a lot of the Mormon churches out here, like almost all of them have basketball courts. And so like kids really do grow up. Like there are pickup games. If you ever want to find a pickup game, there is one every single day of the week in Utah to find.
Yes.
And so they do be putting up shots.
Are those courts carpeted? And the reason why I ask is because I played in some Mormon establishments and non-Mormon establishments that have carpeted basketball courts.
I'm sure that some of them are. I mean, the two that I have seen have not been carpeted, but I'm absolutely certain that some of them are.
Yeah. Also, do people in Utah not have cold receptors on their skin? Because I did witness a lot of people just walking around in shorts and it was in the 20s. Was that... Were
those... no, you were just watching dumb people. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All
right. Fair enough. All right. Coming up to it. And shout out to our listener at Blunt Doctor. He actually responded to this rapid fire question from last week. And he says he would go with the Knicks because he thinks they're all knowledgeable. But the problem is they all wear suits and he can't trust someone in suits.
Right. I think that's the point you were making about Lakers is that like when you go, like if you're picking from courtside, you're going to get a lot of people who are like venture capitalists
that's like Warriors new fans. Like you can't go and make a half court shot if you're trying to take a picture with an iPad from the stands.
Yeah. So, I mean, you definitely have to be pulling from the upper part of the arena, but that's still inbounds. So I think that applies to all teams, all fan bases. You got to just not be pulling from, although Madison Square Garden's got good seats everywhere. So maybe it is all suit.
Never know. All right, Sarah, the last one, you're down to the last one. This is the biggest question and the biggest topic that we will have discussed throughout this hour.
Oh, my God.
Jack or Jabari?
Mm. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Is this real?
This is real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've just known Jabari longer.
What is happening?
We have reclaimed Black History Month with this result. We are back.
Yeah.
Time equals blood, and blood is thicker than water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. Makes sense. Time.
Take that equals, back.
Sorry, I'm just checking your math on
Jabari,
that one.
Me and Jabari have mad boosties.
Hey!
Sarah and Jabari got mad boosties. Did you say that's take that Mac?
I said like, take that Mac.
Like Joe Biden would say if he just owned someone?
Just call me Black Mac McClung right now because I just dunked on you.
Black McClung. Take that, Black McClung. All right, now I got you. I thought it was like a Joe Biden style.
Well, no, sir.
Take that, Mac. No, I get it. Yeah. So reclaiming. glad to take the L if that's what's required to
those were mistakes.
Yeah. All right. Sarah, as always, what a pleasure having you on the show. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
They can find me on all the socials at NBA Sarah, and you can read all of my stuff at Deseret.com.
There it is. And do we think that was they didn't like misspell desert and just kind of stick with it?
You want some fun facts?
Yeah, no, that's what we actually meant. We meant Deseret.
Yeah, if you want some fun facts, Deseret, I guess, and I'm probably getting this totally wrong, so apologies to the LDS community, but I think that word has some roots in LDS scripture. And before the state was named Utah, it was actually named Deseret.
Wow. Sounds like a smaller desert, like a cigarette type thing, but I like it.
It's the sorbet of deserts.
There it is.
And if she got that back wrong, she's canceled, guys. Don't cancel.
That's right.
Oh, I've been canceled so many times. It doesn't matter.
All right. Tweets of the week from within the NBA. Somebody pointed out, Michael Jordan funding the Make-A-Wish Foundation at a record-breaking, what was it? How much was it? It was the most anyone's ever donated to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And the tweet was a picture of him, and it said, "Fund them kids." But no clue what that's in reference to.
No idea.
And in, for our Boosie's listeners of the week, we asked them specifically for their favorite All-Star dunk contests, and the Twitter poll results were 54% for LaVine versus Aaron Gordon, 32% for Vinsanity, and 13% voted for Neek versus MJ in 1988.
Yeah. All right. I'll allow it. I mean, if we're going to say that the dunk contest is progressive and, the Vinsanity thing was a moment, but maybe it's one of those moments you kind of had to be there for. But that was the one that blew my mind when it happened. But yeah, if you independently take the LaVine Gordon dunks, they're probably a little bit more impressive built on top of.
I do independently take them.
You do independently take them as individual dunks. That's probably fair then. And our Boosie's listener of the week was at Big Swinging Dill, who quote tweeted and responded with 1986 Spud Webb versus MJ, which was also a whole vibe when Spud exploded on the scene, a little bit like one Mac McClung, but Spud was still pretty wild.
Shout out to Big Swinging Dill for just a heck of a name.
That's right. So make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at Mad Boosties. That is going to do it for us this week. We are back next week with more NBA action. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.